is David Tennant. Yeah.
Why would you not play it? Come on.
I think that's my favourite Neil Diamond song.
I think it's the only Neil Diamond song, ultimately. Isn't it great?
Oh, it's a fantastic song, yeah. Saw him at Glastonbury. Do you remember when he played at Glastonbury?
No, Neil Diamond played Glastonbury.
Yeah, he did, yeah. He had his moment, yeah.
Neil Diamond's still alive. That's interesting in itself.
Yeah, he is. He did the Radio 2 Electric Proms as well.
I imagine he's leathery.
He is. I think he's sat in that in the sun quite a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. And I'm glad he's still around.
Yeah, he's still
around. Has he still got the lungs?
Yeah, he did, because he had this awful thing at Glastonbury where the microphone failed. So he walked out and it was a big Sunday afternoon moment and his mic wasn't working. Can you imagine the horror of
no.
that? It was just awful. But he weathered the storm and he was fine. It was all right.
Ah, good for Neil. Great. Yeah. Great.
So why did we play that? What did that take you back to?
Well, because you said come up with an oldie.
Yeah.
And a Radio 2 oldie. And that sums up the Radio 2 of my youth. My mum would have Radio 2 on all the time.
Yeah.
Back in the... when Terry Wogan was first on The Breakfast Show. We're going way back. And then Derek Jamieson took over. Do you remember him?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah. That was a funny voice to listen to at breakfast.
It was.
And then Ken Bruce, I think it was, wasn't it? And we would have that on every morning before I went to school. And that... I mean, maybe they never played that song, but in my memory, it was always Love on the Rocks.
I remember Jimmy Young... Jimmy Young. That's
you'd be at school by Jimmy Young, though. You were clearly...
And it was the days when I was ill.
Yeah,
that's what
sure.
it was when I was lying in bed, hearing Jimmy Young. So Neil Diamond. So you're here, obviously, there has been this great big Doctor Who celebration of the 50th anniversary.
Yes.
And you were voted in the Radio Times by the Radio Times readers as the nation's favourite Doctor.
Oh.
I think 55%
voted for you. I can't comment on such things.
Did you only just know that? Did you not know that before?
Oh, you know.
Yes, of course you did.
People mention these things, but it's not something to dwell on, is it?
No, but lovely though. Really
lovely, nice. Lovely. Really lovely, of course.
So tell us about revisiting your role as the Doctor then.
It was much easier than I feared it might be, I think. I think in preparing for it, I thought, I don't know if I remember how to do this. I would sort of read lines out loud to myself at home and think, that doesn't sound right. So I did get a couple of old episodes up and have a look.
Which ones? Do you remember?
It was The Stolen Earth and Journey's End, just because they were the first ones that came up on the digital box.
No emotional attachment at all.
They are quite emotional ones, because, you know, they were the ones where all the old companions came back, and they were very, I have very fond memories of them. And I watched them through just to sort of remind myself. But actually, once you got there and once you were sort of back in the gear and back in Cardiff, it all felt much more natural than I'd feared. And what could have been awkward, because obviously it's not my show anymore, you know. There's another boy there with extraordinary hair. And I thought, well, what if Matt doesn't fancy this much? Or what if he feels, I don't know, awkward or threatened or any of the things that he would have entirely justifiably felt? But actually, he was just really up for it. So,
he was.
Yeah, he was just very generous at the whole notion of it.
Have you worked together before? Did you know each other very
only,
well?
We'd met when he was taking over. And there was a brief moment when we passed each other by on the stairs of the TARDIS as he moved into position and I left.
Awkward.
Yeah, potentially. So it could have been awful, but actually we just had a really good time. We really got on and we really enjoyed playing with it, I think.
Did you need much persuading to go and do this, to take part in the 50th anniversary special?
No, not really. I mean, it's one of those things, there is a precedent for it. You always knew it was a possibility.
Oh, can you imagine if they hadn't asked you? If they thought, do you know, it'd be really good if the 10th Doctor wasn't in it.
I know, I might have been a little bit gutted. I mean, as it was, I'm pretty much the only one they did ask. So that maybe isn't as far-fetched as it might have been. I think people expected that there was going to be a big old reunion, and that's not really what the show was. It was a bit more sort of focused than that. But I feel very fortunate to have had another go. Because it was great fun. And there'll be another 10 years before anyone even thinks about asking me again, I would have thought.
Let's play a track then. Something else that you've chosen, something more current.
Yes. Well, okay. I'm doing a play at the moment. I'm doing Richard II for the Royal Shakespeare Company. Thank you very much. And we're just in a sort of gap between the Stratford-upon-Avon run and the London run at the moment. But every night, I always settle on an album. And it's a fairly random choice usually, but I always end up with one album that I have to play every night in the half hour before I go on stage.
Really?
When I'm getting the gear on and combing the hair. And it has been David Bowie's album, and this is the title track, and I think possibly the best track.